From ahead, she heard the whir of servos, the rattle of metal. A droid. She pulled Zirid to a stop and activated her lightsaber, fearing a security droid. Dust danced in the green light of its glow. Zirid pulled his blaster, held the chem light up higher. "What is it?" he whispered. A form moved in the shadows. Small, cylindrical. A droid. Not a security droid, but an astromech. It emerged into the light, and she saw the flat, circular head and dun coloration of a T-7. Scratches marred the droid's surface, and loose wires dangled from one of its shoulder joints. But she knew its color, and felt as if she were seeing a ghost, a specter from her past haunting the dark tunnels of the works. Deactivating her blade, she said,
"T-7?"
Her voice cracked on the words. When he beeped a greeting in droid speak, she knew it was him. His mechanical voice redolent somehow of very human joys, triumphs, and pain. The soundtrack of her time in the temple, of her life with Master Zallo. Tears pooled in her eyes as T-7 wheeled toward them.
"You know this astromech?" Zirid asked.
"It was Master Zallo's droid," she said.
She knelt before T-7, daubing at the dirt on his head as she might a small child. He whistled with pleasure.
"How did you get here?"
she asked.
"How did you survive the attack?"
She struggled to follow his droid speak. So rapidly did he spit out his beeps, whistles, and chirps. In the end, she determined that a Sith force had attacked the temple, that Master Zallo had sent T-7 away during the fight, and that T-7 had sneaked back to the battlefield after all had gone quiet. Later, the Sith had returned, presumably to lay explosives, and T-7 had fled to the lower levels.
"I know about Master Zallo, T-7,
she said. He moaned, a low whistle of despair.
Did you see him when it happened?"
The droid whistled a negative.
"Why did you go back after the battle?"
Zirid asked the droid. A long whistle. Then a compartment in T-7's body slid open, and T-7 extended a thin metal arm from within. The arm held Master Zallo's lightsaber. Aaron recoiled, stared at it for a long moment, memories crowding around her, falling like rain.
"You went back to get this? Just to get this?"
Another negative whistle. Another long, hard-to-follow monologue in droid speak. T-7 had gone back to see if anyone had survived, but had found only the lightsaber. Once more, Aaron stared determinism in the face. The Force had brought her to Zirid at the exact moment when Zirid was making a run to Coruscant. And now the Force had caused T-7 to find Master Zallo's lightsaber so that the droid could give it to her. Aaron decided that it could not be coincidence. It was the Force, showing her that the course she pursued was the right one, at least for her.